What's good? I know it's 1:04 in the morning, but I had to come up here on the podcast. But before we start talking what we're here to talk about, let me introduce myself. Welcome to Wrestling Talk with Alex. I am your host, Alexandria. I also go by Alex. But we're here to talk about the first night one of WrestleMania 38. What a great start to WrestleMania. Crossing fingers that WrestleMania night two is gonna be as great as night one. What a phenomenal way for the show to start and end. I'm a little questionable on the ending part, but let's get started on the night. All right, you know I'm really gonna get into it, and I'm gonna start. I'm not gonna go by match order. I'm just gonna go exactly how I feel about certain matches, and I'm gonna start with the motherfucking queen, Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair, the SmackDown Women's Championship match, Charlotte Flair, who is the champion, versus Ronda. The Charlotte kept that title. Let me tell you, I want people to stop questioning the motherfucking queen, Charlotte. And I'm gonna tell you, I've always been a fan of Charlotte from day one. And to see her keep the title when people thought that she was gonna lose it, no lie. I thought she was gonna lose it too, because I really thought that WWE was gonna do her dirty, but they did not. They let the queen hold the title for SmackDown, and it is phenomenal. I am so excited. They both ladies killed it. I really think this was the main event, and this is how WrestleMania should have ended, my personal opinion. But I understood why they had Stone Cold Steve Austin and versus Kevin Owens towards the end of the match. But we'll really talk about that later on in the podcast. But Charlotte and Ronda really did their thing, and I think today was the I think the woman carried the both women matches at for WrestleMania. They really did their thing, and they really definitely carry WrestleMania. They held the standard. The women division is outstanding, and that's where we're gonna jump into the Raw's Women's Championship, Becky versus Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair wins the title. What a phenomenal match. Both of these women matches were great. I think it was something that the woman had to do, especially when there were other male matches in the card, and they had to make sure they were out to make sure they stand out, especially in the match cards that we had in the night today. But Bianca really did her job. I think she was well deserved, especially after SummerSlam and the way they made her lose the title against Becky, and just making the whole thing. This was a such an A plus match, and I would not have been mad with either match ending the pay per view, because that's how good both of the women matches were, and I think that was an excellent job with the creators, the writers, and Vince McMahon. I think it was phenomenal. All right, next, let's go into the Mysterio versus The Miz and Logan Paul. This is a match that I really, if you guys don't follow me on Instagram, every time when pay-per-views comes, I love to put polls out and let you guys tell me what you guys think, and I share a little bit of my thoughts. And this was a particular match that I really said to people, listen, I really don't care. You know, Logan Paul, it's like, WrestleMania is always, WWE loves to bring superstars, and the night one was Logan Paul being with The Miz. I was really impressed with Logan Paul. He really did it. He really showed impressive athletic moves in the very beginning of the match. He really did something that I didn't expect him to do. He did the three amigos. He did the frog splash of Eddie Guerrero's move, but it was phenomenal because it was something that I think many fans who was watching the pay-per-view or who were at the main event was maybe questioning. Logan Paul was just another celebrity who comes, and as many celebrities, not like Bad Bunny, that really put the work in to show that they were really serious and not to try to look bad. Logan Paul did a phenomenal job, and I think this was one of the matches that caught me off guard, and I really did appreciate being caught off guard in the night one when it comes to WrestleMania. All right, let's get into the other match. Drew McIntyre versus Happy Corbett. It wasn't a bad match. It was okay. I knew Drew McIntyre was gonna win, but I kind of wanted Happy Corbett to win. I think Corbett doesn't have all the wins in certain big events, and I think WrestleMania would have been phenomenal to see him get a little bit of a push over, to actually see him succeed over this main event, especially when it comes to WrestleMania, and we didn't see that. And the one thing I think people underestimate Corbett is that he's not very light, but when I went with a group of my friends to go see, I believe it was Raw, Corbett really knew how to engage with the crowd and make the crowd really hate him. And that's how you really get the fan. And I always think, as a superstar, it doesn't matter if you get booed or you get cheered. It is about having that fan base to really, really get involved when you come out. If you have nobody being cheering for you, there's something very questionable, and you already know that your career is going down the slippery slope after that. But not a bad match for the second match of the night. All right, let's get into the least favorite match for me was the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. The Usos retained the mat and retained the title, I mean. But one thing I could definitely say that it was a starting match. It was okay. I feel like it could have been a better potential in this match. I understand, most of the time WWE doesn't like to push the best matches of the night. And I think this was a match that they could have done better, because the Usos had been really holding that title belt for a while. And I think they deserve the justice of having a really good match, especially for WrestleMania, which is a really, really big night. Okay. We have two matches of the card remaining, and I really want to speak about is where would people hate me more when I'm going to talk about. Let's get into Seth Rollins versus Cody Rhodes. Listen, we know Cody was coming back. There were a lot of rumors regarding him coming back. And as you know, he left WWE not in the best terms a couple of years back. While he left, he went to AEW. And as many of us know, he didn't have really best feedback when it came to WWE. He spoke about how WWE was a dying off brand. He had said a lot of things that, like they always say, you should always be careful what you say about a company that you used to work for, because you never know if you're going to always go back to. There's a particular saying when it comes to that. So I think he bit his tongue way too fast, because without saying that he said he would never return and he's actually came back to WWE, it's a big thing. I really would speak more about him in another episode. I don't really want to talk too much about this whole Cody, AEW, and WWE right now. So I really want to just focus on the match cards of the night. So, as you know, Seth Rollins comes out. I wasn't feeling Seth Rollins' look. I think Seth Rollins has some good outfits, but this one was not really my particular favorite one. Something about it wasn't really speaking to me as Seth Rollins. It was speaking to me more as Becky Lynch. So, as you know, as they marry, and sometimes couples do gravitate a little bit of style from their significant other, and I really think that was Seth Rollins' look tonight. All right. So when this is my personal opinion, I put up a poll. When Cody comes out, he comes out with the theme song of AEW. And this is the theme song that he had with AEW, and he starts rising up. And in the very beginning, the fans took a minute to kind of cheer him off. I don't know if it was the disbelief, and I was talking to one of my friends on Instagram regarding this. It could be the disbelief, or as sometimes as fans, we tend to reject most of these superstars that had might said bad, because in the wrestling world, there are many fans that cannot enjoy each program, but there's also fans that like to bash each program. I'm one of them. I tend to bash a little bit of AEW, and that's when I said it's going to be part of a future podcast regarding AEW and how I feel about certain things that is being done over there. And I feel like I think a lot of fans were might start a little standoffish because I felt like they wasn't cheering for him as much. But then the crowd started getting engaged, and I guess they started realizing he was there, and it was just phenomenal to see Cody back in the WWE just kicking butt and doing what he was doing. I think there was a point that the match got a little sloppy, and I think it was a stretch of the moment. I think it was to kind of elongate the match, and I think sometimes WWE tends to do that when a match is really good and is going on a way and is carrying very well. They tend to stretch it out, and I guess maybe the following match was not ready, but I think they should have cut it out a little earlier, and I think the match would have been a little bit less sloppy towards the end, but it did recover, and I think it was a phenomenal way to kind of get Cody a win and kind of see having the win for WrestleMania, coming back, and that's a phenomenal way for him to come back to. I'm excited to see what he's gonna bring. He's such a creative mind. He did phenomenal things in AEW, and I'm excited to see what he's bringing here in WWE. Okay, the final match of the night, which I believe, don't kill me because I know a lot of people are gonna be really upset what I'm about to say, but it was Stone Cold Steve Austin and Kevin Owens. I want to tell you something. I'm sorry. The main event was Charlotte Ric Flair and versus Ronda. That should have been the end of the night, and we should have called it a night. Nothing against how the pay-per-view ended. I just think that Stone Cold and Kevin Owens, Stone Cold is a legend. He has created a path for himself and a legacy that will live on for a very long time. And Kevin Owens obviously takes inspiration off of Steve Austin, even though he does the most horrible stunner in the world. But I really think this match could have been before Charlotte's match, and I think one of the women, if even if you didn't want to see Charlotte end the pay-per-view, it could have been either of the women ending the pay-per-view. I understand why would they choose Stone Cold to end it, because you know with the beers and all this stuff. I really think this special moment should have had been towards the. I know a lot of fans are probably gonna be pissed because I'm saying it was a very special moment, a big moment for WrestleMania, because even anybody who's been watching Stone Cold for many years, I really thought that this match should have been not the end of the match. It should not have ended the way it did, but it should have been a little earlier. Go ahead and say what you want to say. You're probably thinking I must be losing it for saying what I'm saying, but I really think that it was, Stone Cold. He's getting old, and you could tell. I want to figure out how Stone Cold is gonna wake up tomorrow. He is gonna be in pain, and he's with the moves he was doing. I gotta give it to Stone Cold for his age. He was still able to move around in that ring like he was still a young buck. But I definitely did enjoy the match. I just wish it would did not end it the pay-per-view. But overall, I have to say it was a great way to start WrestleMania, end WrestleMania. It was a toast Stone Cold had with his brother towards the end. It was phenomenal. It was a great pay-per-view. I think night one was phenomenal. I think WWE did a really good job. I'm worried because last time we had a phenomenal WrestleMania was night one, and then night two was it was whack. It was horrible. So I'm very nervous what Vince McMahon is gonna have prepared for us for night two. I'm definitely gonna put the match cards for night two up in the morning, or maybe now after I'm done with this podcast, so you guys could go ahead and start casting your votes. But it's really exciting. I'm excited to see what this is all about. And yeah, all right, I'm gonna cut this podcast short because I gotta be back here tomorrow for night two to discuss the other half of the pay-per-view. And I'm really excited about that. And we already know who's main eventing night two is Roman versus Brock Lesnar. And I'm really excited about that. I really think Roman's gonna take it, but we'll discuss that later on tomorrow. And we'll discuss in another podcast and like in another episode in the coming, maybe this week I will do it for you guys, discussing Cody, AEW, and WWE. And yeah, I want to say thank you so much for listening today. It's really appreciated. I want to say thank you so much for always listening and clicking on the episode and just checking me out. And yeah, so let's get ready for night two tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow, but later on today, because it's like 1:20 in the morning and I'm dropping this episode as quickly as possible and not editing. So this is like a raw episode for you guys. A raw episode is just going to be uploaded and I want to see what you guys think. All right. See you guys later. All right. See you in my next episode. Bye.